Time to level collapse. 4 days, 6 hours. Views, 1.4 trillion. Followers, 352.2 billion. Favorites, 21.4 billion.
I still had plenty of moonshine left, and Donut and I spent the hour torching all the pupae in the large room. There was no way we could get to the mall. We were going to have to hightail it out of here. With the unfortunate destruction of the chopper, our travel options were now limited. I had enough crap in my massive inventory to probably build another one, but I didn't know what I was doing with the boiler part of the mechanism. Hopefully, we could find another set of goblins to help us. Or better yet, something more reliable. About 40 minutes after we killed the elemental, the tattered remains of Meadowlark entered the chamber. Brandon, Chris, and Imani had built a second, less elegant transportation system. There were 36 residents left, and they were piled into three separate shopping cart-like contraptions, built with chopper wheels and hunks of wood. Chris and Imani pushed the two larger people buckets, as Brandon called them. This time, both of them strained with the effort. Brandon, whose strength was nowhere near the others, also awkwardly pushed a group of six people into the room.
We didn't need your directions. There's a long trail of scorched hallway that leads directly to this hole. There are a lot of those chrysalis things out there. You sure you don't just want to come with us?
I'm sure. I looked into the smoking hole. Do me a favor, though. Pick up anything you find down there. There probably isn't much left. I reached out to shake his hand, and he pulled me into a hug.
You take care of yourselves, okay?
You do the same. I said my goodbyes to Chris and Imani. I found a donut on the lap of Mrs. McGibbons, purring away.
Barry! Barry, where are we?
We're in the dungeon, Mrs. McGibbons. It's me, Carl. You're going down to the next floor. She looked at me, her eyes registering confusion. Once again, I felt a wave of doubt wash over me. Was this the right thing? What else could we do?
The dungeon? Like a sex thing?
I don't know if I'm ever going to see you again. I knelt down. She sat in the people bucket, looking about, eyes wide. I wanted to say goodbye. She reached up and touched my cheek. At that moment, she looked every day of her 99 years. Her hands were worryingly cold.
We should have had children, Barry. I wish I hadn't talked you into working so hard.
I grasped her hand. It's okay. It's going to be okay. I remembered my mom saying the same thing to me the day she had left. It had been a lie then, and it was a lie now.
I think I've had too much to drink. Or I'm having another one of those acid flashbacks. This cat keeps talking to me.
Goodbye, Mrs. McGibbons. Imani was the last to go down the ramp. It had gone quickly. She waved, unsmiling at us. I waved back, and we turned away.
Do you think we'll ever see them again?
I don't know.